I'm Michael Toscano. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, is calling out President Trump for saying a judge he disagrees with should be impeached. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
There were inquiries, apparently, in the Supreme Court, according to the Supreme Court, who issued a rare statement from the Chief Justice responding to the president, saying that for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose. In other words, you got an issue with a judge, keep appealing it. And if it gets to the Supreme Court, we'll deal with it there.
Meanwhile, federal judge Anna Reyes has blocked enforcement of Trump's order keeping transgender people from the military. More from CBS's Jake Rosen.
The judge's order blocks Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and the services from implementing President Trump's executive order and additional guidance prohibiting transgender people from serving in the military. But the judge put her order on hold until March 21st to give the Justice Department time to seek emergency relief from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia.
Israel abandoned its ceasefire with Hamas with now two nights in a row of deadly airstrikes in Gaza. According to AFP, Palestinian officials say 13 people were killed in new Israeli airstrikes. CBS's Remy Innocenzo is in Tel Aviv.
Many say that Netanyahu is actually keeping the war going to save his own political skin. This is my seventh rotation here, and that cynicism has been very much constant. Netanyahu was set to testify in his now four-year-long corruption trial, but that hearing was canceled because Israel started bombing Gaza. And many say that's not a coincidence.
Turkish police have arrested Istanbul's mayor, a key rival of President Erdogan. It is part of an investigation into alleged corruption and terror links with warrants for 100 other people out. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are being checked out after returning from 9.5 months in space. Dr. Tom Marshburn has been there three times.
There are some permanent effects of spaceflight. My body has been permanently changed, primarily in my eyes. My eyesight changed. It's a syndrome that can occur with astronauts, probably due to increased pressure in the brain. We're not quite sure why. Our bones are a different architecture.
The World Meteorological Organization's annual Global Climate Report says last year broke records.
Besides 2024 being the hottest year on record, and the planet's temperature exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial era for the first time ever, the report also noted that atmospheric levels of carbon dioxide, a key greenhouse gas, reached the highest level in the last 800,000 years.
CBS's Tracy Wolf. The CDC says the average age of mothers at first birth continues to rise, hitting 27.5 years. It was 21.5 back in the early 1970s. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
Georgetown University is offering programs to help federal workers who have been fired by the Trump administration.
Georgetown University's interim president, Robert Groves, sent a message saying the school is expanding opportunities for education. He says current or recently separated federal workers can get 10% scholarships on the base tuition for many master's degree programs, as well as waivers for application fees. It's also offering a seminar March 31st on federal to civilian career moves. The programs are also open to recent alumni and graduating seniors. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Johnny Broom of Auburn and Cooper Flagg of Duke are unanimous first-team selections for the Associated Press Men's College Basketball All-America team. Broom and Flagg were joined on the first team by Alabama star Mark Sears, Purdue's Braden Smith, and Walter Clayton Jr. of Florida. Broom is the first Auburn player to be a first-team All-American, while Flagg is the 19th player from Duke. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Showers on and off tomorrow, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs to the upper 40s and windy. And staying breezy tomorrow night, rain mixing with and changing over to snow. Currently it's 37.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
Oh! For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Softly on the ladder, burn high up in the tree. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Dream believer and a home.
Here, hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me fast. She's the terror of
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Cast your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
Cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. Hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
This is
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. There has been a major release of files related to the JFK assassination. CBS's Arden Fari says they don't reveal much that was unknown about the assassination, but some are interesting.
Most, if not all, of the 80,000 pages released by the National Archives are not new. What is new? Some of the documents that were previously redacted to protect intelligence sources and collection methods can now be seen in full. One such document describes spies using invisible paint that lights up under UV light to mark which public